Greetings, Game Pass or Pass listeners. This is kind of a bonus episode. We ended up getting a text message about the Xbox price increases that we wanted to talk about. But it kind of divulged into a couple other things about sort of the price increases, but as well as sort of their overall plan, consoles in general. So I talked about 45 minutes. So this just kind of picks up right from the last episode. So it's got an abrupt start. Just wanted to give you some context in case you didn't listen to Expedition 33. So if you didn't, go listen to that. But let us know what you think about your the Xbox price increases, consoles in general. 574-651-9256. Thanks for listening. So this hit the rounds a couple weeks ago. We're a little bit late just because of timing. Xbox is increasing the price of consoles and games. I've got something in my ear. Thank you, Ad. Xbox Series X and S will be raising in price, as well as first-party games will be going from $70 to $80, starting with Fable, it sounds like, because that game did get pushed to next year. I don't think they've announced... God, they don't have any other first-party games announced this year, do they? Like they have Tony Hawk, but that's not a full-price game. So I'm really thinking... Gears E-Day is not this year. Oh, Outer Worlds 2, I guess. That's their big game, I guess. So I wonder if that will be... But so games will be going to $80. Xbox Series S was $299 for the 512 gig version, will be going up to $379, which is an $80 price increase. The Xbox Series S 1 terabyte will be going from $349 to $429, $80 price increase. Xbox Series X Digital was $449, is now up to $549, which is a $100 increase. Xbox Series X was $499, will be going up to $599, a $100 increase. And Xbox Series X 2 terabyte Galaxy Special Edition was $599 and will now be going up to $729, which is a $130 difference. So wireless controllers, the limited edition, they're also going up from $79 to $89. Series 2 is going up $20, and the stereo headset's going up $10. And they cite what everyone else is citing, you know, world scale economics, tariffs, take your pick. So I think this caught a lot of people off guard. I know I definitely didn't anticipate it for various reasons that we'll talk about. But so the email here says, on one hand, sort of inevitable with the current economic climate, but could this be the nail in the coffin moment for the Xbox Series S and X? You usually get away with higher prices when people are already wanting / needing to buy the right item. If you've already been struggling to make sales to begin with, why make it more expensive? How about you, Ambassador, try to play devil's advocate on this one? No, there is no, this doesn't make any sense. I can't play devil's advocate. Yeah, no, this is dumb.
I mean, I was always against games going up in general, but I mean, if you're going up because of the tariffs, that's fine. I mean, like, it's responsible, well, so it's economic, whatever. But at the same time, like, that's not what you're doing. You're doing it under the guise of that. You know, it's just like the COVID prices. Like you use COVID to up your prices, and then they never came back down. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
They're doing the same thing.
On that topic, like, this was the official response, and from Microsoft, says, we understand these changes are challenging and they're made with careful consideration, given market conditions and the rising costs of development. Looking ahead, we continue to focus on offering more ways to play more games across any screen and ensuring value for Xbox players. Now, that coming from Microsoft is an extremely interesting statement. And the reason I say that is because rising cost of development is not new. That's been a thing for a very long time. But Microsoft has made the decision to basically go third party at this point. So is that what they're saying? Are they saying that the price of their games is going up because they're offering them on more platforms?
The price of games going up, like the price of the systems going up makes more sense than the games, because again, tariffs, blah, blah, blah.
I can somewhat see that of the price of the console going up. I think it's dumb, but I understand that one. But no, yeah, games, I'm with you. Like, no, this is stupid.
It's just no point. They've been looking at, and by they, I mean not just Microsoft, but the entire industry. They've always been looking at reasons to up the price of video games, because they never upped the prices before, and it's been the same forever, and inflation, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all, and then My issue is, like, they companies will company. I expect them to do that. My issue is with, like, the general gamer consumer. Like, I'm just gonna flat out say, gamers are losers. Like, like the gamer is the only hobbyist where, like, it's your only hobby. Like, there's nothing else that you do. Like people who, like, readers, moviegoers, TV watchers, whatever, mountain climbers, whatever it is, there's always a laundry list of things that they also love to do. Gamers love to game, and that is all that they like to do. If you take away the games, like, they have nothing. So, which is not true, though, but they behave that way. So, like, what really grinds my gears is the gamers who are like, well, of course it has to go up eventually. It's like, it doesn't. And not only that, games have been offshooting the price of production for years now, since before you were born. Like, whether it's NFL or NBA 2K having real in-game ads or battle passes or loot boxes or any sort of microtransaction, like what major game release is coming out now and it doesn't, and it's not only is it fully finished game, but it doesn't have on just DLC. It doesn't have DLC come in like less than 30 days. So I mean, like, let's be real, like, that should have been on the actual initial release. I mean, and then you have the battle pass, and then you have your everything else. It's like, there are a million ways they have recouped their money in production. They don't need to up the price $10 per unit. It's just stupid. It's unnecessary. But going up on the games, I'm sorry, going up on the console, fine. I mean, I think don't buy it.
I could argue that it's, you know, I understand the production of chips is out of control kind of thing. And we've also, you know, we're reaching this pivotal point of we can't, you know, we keep shrinking the dies, and that's not happening nearly as rapid as it used to. I'd be very curious to see the BOM on this. Like, did you really need to raise the price? Like, I don't know. What I will say is, I think it's also hilarious that Expedition 33, a $50 game, just released. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And I'm not, I get it. Like, there's been a lot of talk about this, of that whole thing. I'm like, well, obviously we don't have to do it. I'm like, to put a blanket on it in that way is not what you should do. But I do think it's a good, you know, tip of the, you know, of the iceberg of a good argument of, is the prices of development going up? Yes. But is it going up? Does it have to? Like, does it really have to go up? Like, because you keep doing all these things, like, and again, nobody asked for Assassin's Creed to be 120 hours. Nobody asked for that. Like, but when you talk to some people, like, they're just like, well, no, it has to be. Like, that's why I bought it, because it's 120 hours. It's like, you're not finishing it. Nobody, people aren't finishing games. Like, the numbers are out there that prove that they're not finishing these games. So it's, the math checks out only because the math checks out because it's being presented that way. Like, well, this is how many developers it takes. This is what it takes for this. And it's like, okay, but, like, did anybody stop and say, hey, what if we just made, like, a 40-hour Assassin's Creed game? Like, what if we did that? Like, what if we didn't make Last of Us 35 hours? Like, again, how is Kojima able to do it? Like, we've reached this pivotal point, I feel like, of the scales are tipping, of these major development teams are hitting this wall because people aren't buying what they're selling half the time, and people are playing Fortnite a lot more, and they're playing these one-off service-based games a lot more than they used to. But if you make a good game and you get a good word of mouth, you can pull people off of it. You can have a clear obscure moment. Like, but citing that the games have to go up because of rising costs is just like, sure. Like, you're not wrong, but you're also being deceitful. But, like you also said, it's like, yeah, but there's microtransactions. Also, you don't even ship discs anymore, Microsoft. Like,
come on,
you've ate the cost. Like, you did not give me a discount for going digital. Like, that saves you money. that saves you, like, that saves you a lot of money not having to ship me a disc, because shipping is what, $2-3 probably for you. A disc is 50 cents. Like, when it saves you $4.50 per disc per customer, that's a huge savings. We just ate that cost. Like, it's like you said, they've been mitigating their costs for a long time. So citing this, and also to me, it's the timing. Like, what?
You know
why?
You notice like Sony's going to do the same thing. They're going to do the for same sure. thing. It's just a matter of time.
And people are also blaming Nintendo, because Nintendo like shot said, first though, with $80 for Mario Kart.
But it's like you said though, like Microsoft, the timing of it is the optics. Right. Like Sony's going to do it too, but they're going to do it on.
They already
did they already announce it?
No, they raised the price of their consoles in various territories since like 2-3 years ago. Like they're already raising prices. So like, yeah, I don't understand. Yeah.
I mean, like they know how to do a thing and just not make it a thing. Whereas Microsoft is like, this was like an announcement that didn't need to be announced per se, you know, like it's such a weird thing. I don't know.
I do want to get to the root of this question too, of could this be the final nail in the coffin moment for Series X and S? It depends what your optics were. Like Series X and S have been trailing off for quite some time now. I believe they're actually under Xbox One numbers. What I will say is that I'm on I will play devil's advocate in this moment, because I still believe firm that like I don't give a damn about consoles really, because they're all the same thing now. Like there's this argument that's always going around about like Microsoft went third party, they shouldn't have done it. If they just would have got exclusives, their console would sell. And like I don't think that argument holds a lot of water anymore. Like it used to be that way during the 360 PS3 era. It made sense for exclusives, that's how you got things. And but at the same time, what are the top selling games on PlayStation right now? Forza and Indiana Jones, which are Microsoft games. So it's just like people clearly aren't willing to go buy a console just for a couple games anymore. And I think part of that is because of there's these evergreen titles now of your Fortnites, of your Call of Duties that like, hey, I'm going to wait to this other release that's coming out. Like I firmly believe Phil Spencer is right in this moment of the third party exclusive and exclusives in general are going to slowly go away. They already are. I know people they're clowning on themselves with like PlayStation isn't third party. They are. I will stand on that. They put their stuff on PC. They are third party now. They have published a Switch game. They are third party. Do they do it with every title? No. So Series X and S, PS5 are the most boring consoles ever. So that being said, I'm excited for the new generation because I hope they at least differentiate themselves in a way that is meaningful other than green box or blue box. Final nail in the coffin, I think it's been... they've been dead. I don't know how else to say it.
I mean, Sony's going to keep their boss because, I mean, like the fact, whether or not the fact of them being third party or not is whatever. I mean, the fact that they are third party is rather whatever. The other fact is by presenting themselves as Sony, and if you come here for our games, like they're going to sell their boxes the most, and that's where people are going to buy their Call of Duties, their third-party video games. I mean, like that's going to be their bread and butter. Like they built their brand, their legacy off their solo, off one or two solo titles a year. So you buy it for that, and then it's like, oh great, now I could buy the rest of my third-party stuff on this box too. I mean, that's the war that Microsoft ended up losing. I don't think it was ever. On hindsight, I don't think it was ever but I don't think it ended up being a race to let's see who has more exclusives. I think it was really a race to.
It's an ecosystem.
Who can appear to have the most exclusives so that you buy the box here and then buy everything else here.
The notion that like exclusive sold consoles, like you're not wrong, but at the same time, like you said, it's not as simple as red box, blue box, you know, or green box, whatever. Like it's just not that simple. And the fact that Microsoft games are selling on PlayStation is the exact proof of it. There are some consumers that are that way. I'm not saying there's no one out there that bought an Xbox 360 just for Gears. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there are far more customers other than that. They have to differentiate in many different ways. Some people got an Xbox because their friends had Xboxes. Some people got an Xbox because it was cheaper. Some people didn't buy a PS3 because it was $600. You know, like, there's all these other factors that play into these things. And the reason that I say that, like, the consoles have become so boring is because they don't differentiate themselves at all. Whereas the Switch is by far the most compelling console to me because I think it's interesting. Like, it's a very interesting prospect of switching, you know, from desktop or from TV to handheld. Like, it's a really cool idea. So I guess to say it's the final nail in the coffin, like, I think it is.
Microsoft needs to just officially go third party if they have not already.
Just stop making boxes. I don't know that they need to go third party. They need to make their boxes compelling. Like,
no, that's stop
the
same thing
that the Switch does. No, like,
stop making boxes.
There exists a console for people out there. Like,
stop making boxes. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to beat Sony in the box making business. You're just not.
I mean, they did it before.
Like, not by the end of that. They start off ahead.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, lifetime sales. No, not absolutely not. Sony will always win that run. It was a fun little run. It was a fun little back and forth. But if that's a 12 round fight, Sony's leaving with the belt again. Like, that's what happens.
Sure. I mean, but that's like that's the closest ref's decision ever.
I mean, it's still a ref's decision.
They're right. I'm not. But I'm saying is, like, they can compete. Like,
if your strategy is just make a powerful box,
no, that's stupid. Like, that, and, you know, there's rumors of the Xbox handheld, and it's like, that's an interesting play, but I have to see it first. I've got to see a price. Like,
if about to say, that's what it comes down to. If you undercut the Steam box, the Steam Deck, sure.
Right. Right. Considering they just raised the prices of Xbox Series X, I don't think they're going to do it.
That's also stupid. Like, the Switch already has the handheld market on lock. Right. Sony has the at-home box on lock, and PC's PC. I think, like, Xbox needs to go the way of Sega and just embrace that. Like, you own Activision. Like, yeah, just do it.
And my question, I don't say question, I guess, is, like, I think the most interesting thing about, you know, Microsoft is they're clearly pivoting towards this play our games. And, you know, this is an Xbox, that stupid ad. I get it, though. At the same time, it's a very dumb way to present that. But if they released a console, a home console that ran x86, you could install Steam, you could install Epic, you could install Xbox, you could install technically PlayStation games because it has Steam. That's a very interesting play. Steam tried it. Valve tried it. Right.
I would love that. They're not going to do that. It's too many security risks on that. That's an emulation machine at that point.
I think they're going to try it. I really do, because
I hope they do, and I will jailbreak that thing day one. Like,
but you wouldn't have to. Like, if it runs x86, like, it's that. What's the word I want to say here? It's just like you said, though. You know what they're gonna do with it. Like,
I like it, but you can't do it.
Why?
Because we know. But I'm going to buy that box to play Nintendo Switch games on it. Like, okay, that's not going to happen.
What's wrong with that? No, I mean, but people do that with the Steam Deck.
Oh my God.
And the ROG Ally right now.
We're being willfully obtuse at this point, because we know if there's a box labeled Microsoft on it, and people are uploading content and sharing videos of them playing Switch games, Nintendo's going to say, "Hey, what's going on over there?" And it's going to be shut down. Like, they're not going to play that game. Like, they're not going to play that game. I would love for them to do it, though.
No, yeah, I don't. I get what you're saying, but, like, I genuinely think that, like, I don't say the tides are turning, but, like, the accessibility of development, but as well as like x86, like part of the reason consoles were so, I don't say adored, but like that made sense was because the dev environment was different. You know, you could code to the metal more. It made more sense. It made coding, you know, like it was just a different environment. But Xbox and PlayStation, like PlayStation runs Linux. Like Xbox runs Windows now. Like it runs the same core as these things. You used to run different OSs on these things. That's just not the, it's not the case anymore. Like it's already happening.
Like, that's not my issue. Like, again, I want them to do that. The issue simply is, like, in my opinion, is you're not going to have a Microsoft branded product or a Sony print branded product that's going to have that open up an ecosystem on it and then allow widespread emulation.
I mean, Android does it.
It does, but
right. I mean, so how is that any different?
I mean, like, I don't know the specifics of why it's different, but it's clearly different when you're direct competitors. I think in an industry of gaming specifically, like Nintendo just won't allow that. I mean, to the point where if Nintendo could, I'm pretty sure like they looked into like stopping and putting a kibosh on that, but probably said they couldn't because of this, that, and the other reasons. But if there's a Microsoft or Sony box and people playing Nintendo games on it, they're going to be very upset. It's not going to last long.
Yeah,
I mean, we just know that with Nintendo. Like,
yeah, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, but it's, to me, it's just like that's already happening though. Like, and Nintendo's doing what they can to, you know, like they sued that emulator developer, and you know, like they're doing what they can to do that. But at the same time, like people, it's running rampant already. Like,
and that's a good point. Like, you can build your own PC, put your own software on there, and do that. Like, that's what people do all the time. That's what we do every day. The issue is like, if Sony and Microsoft are selling products to do that for Nintendo's going to come after the software person first. They're going to come after the player or the developer second, and then they're going to say like, hey, this is widespread on your console, Microsoft. Do something about it, or we will. Like, what's going on here? Like, it's just a matter of time. Like, you don't want to. That's fire you don't want to play with. If Microsoft wants to make a box or compete by making something physical, it's going to have to be. Honestly, it's going to have to be something completely, for lack of a better word, out of the box. You can't compete one to one with Sony with a box. You can't compete one to one with Nintendo with a handheld. And so, in my opinion, like it would have to be, they really would have to push sort of this Xbox Anywhere thing, in a sense, like maybe like whatever the technology
it's
is,
Stadia.
Literally that, like some kind of some internet machine where it's like it boosts everyone's internet by 100%, so there's no lag and shit. But I mean lag or anything, but other than that, don't make a box. Like, you don't need the box anyway. Like, you, like, the only way they compete, the only way they can compete and they will shut down PlayStation is you make a box, you make it one-to-one with, you can make it one-to-one specs. It doesn't matter what's inside the box. You make the exact same box, you paint it green, put an X on it, and you say all exclusive Activision games on this box. That's the only way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
literally the only way. Like, you can't, like, as long as you can buy, as long as I could buy my Call of Duty on the PlayStation, I will. Like, that's just as simple as it is.
Right. Again, it's, yeah, that customer exists, but I guess my argument has always been, you're never going to get rich off that customer. You're just not. Like, it's that perception of we follow gaming way too close. You know, like, we know the ins and outs of it. We are the 1% of known that, like, hey, BioShock only came out on Xbox. We are that 1%. It was BioShock. How do I play this BioShock game? Xbox. Okay, cool. Like, oh, can I play that? That Uncharted on Xbox? Oh, no. Okay, fine. You know, like, there's a customer out there that that wants everything, but there's also, I think, a majority of those customers, there might be one game that sells them on that box, but they're not buying 35 games. Like, that's your attach rate on that customer is a lot lower. So, like,
they're buying three games.
Right. So, like, are you really making money off of that customer? Very little. So,
That's what I mean. Don't make the box then. If you're going to make a box and you want to compete in that space, you have to make all your games exclusive. You own a quarter of the industry right now.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, because I want, yeah. So we've beaten this to death at this point. It's going to be interesting. The final nail in the coffin for Xbox Series X and S, I think that was already...
Xbox has been a jerk for a long time.
Right. And it's, for me, like, I'm not with you in of like, just don't make the box. I'm like, no, you can make the box, but it has to be a compelling box. Like, I actually think the Xbox Series S, as much as people love to clown on it, like, I think it's the most compelling product that they have, because it's different.
It's stupid. Nobody cares. That's why no one bought it. You can think it's compelling, but you're the 1% by your own admission.
I don't, but define nobody bought it.
It's not selling well. like, what do you mean?
Like, when I think of a product that does not sell well, like, I'm not saying Xbox is a home run by any means.
I'm thinking the Xbox, I'm thinking the Series S. Yeah, we're on the same page. So it's Microsoft. They'll tell you it's not selling well.
Sure.
They will tell you that. Point.
I guess that's not really what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, like, it's the most compelling product because it's different in the market. Like, and it's similar to what you said of, like, you can take the same box, you can paint an X on it, you can do whatever, but it doesn't really matter if it's the same product. Like, those, they're the exact same product. The Series S actually is a different demographic, and it's a compelling product. It's the same reason why the Wii sold. It's like it has a differentiating factor that makes sense to me, of that not everybody wants a, you know, an iPhone 10 plus. Some people just want the iPhone SE.
You're speaking from your 1%er class right now. Like, nobody's buying that box.
But
like, it's not as compelling as you think it is, as you want it to be. It's just not. Compelling means people want it.
But people are buying it. Like, they're not buying it in treasure troves.
They've sold
over 10 million of them.
It's not selling well. It's not selling well. It's not selling well for Microsoft standards. We know this. I don't know what we're arguing right now. Like, you can get Phil on the phone. He's like, hey, how well are these consoles selling? He's going to say, Xbox anywhere, you know, looking towards the future. It's like, yeah, but how well are they selling? It's like, you know, we the quarter's looking. You know, it's like, it's not selling well, guys. We know this. Like, it's not as compelling as you think it is. I wish it was. Compelling is a Switch.
I think we're really arguing two different things here. Like, I get what you're saying, but like, the Xbox as a platform compared to the PlayStation and Nintendo, yeah, like, that's not good. But like, they've only sold like 6 million Steam Decks, and people love that thing. It's like, okay, but they've also sold, I think they're over like 20 million Series S's, and it's like, that's a failure. It's like, what? No.
I would say Microsoft. Listen, the public is not making the standards. It's the companies that make the standards. It's the same thing with.
That's fair.
When Square Enix said Tomb Raider didn't sell well, it's like, really? It's like that. Okay, that's the argument that's you're having with yourself. That's the argument you're having with yourself. I'm not saying. Xbox says Xbox is not selling well. That's them. That's not me. If they said Xbox was selling well, like, it wouldn't be third place.
Fair, I suppose. Yeah, and in the grand scheme of that, what I will say is, to finally get back, it's if the PlayStation was the Xbox Series X. God, they're naming the right? the special edition. Is more expensive than a PS5 Pro.
And now we're just bonkers.
Right. That's where it's like, if you want to say found nail in the coffin, yeah, because that's just dumb. Like, there is no world where a Series X should be more than a PlayStation 5 Pro. Stop it. Like, I don't care if it's a limited edition, whatever. There is no world where the Xbox, it has no compelling feature of it to be more expensive than a PlayStation 5. That is dumb.
That's nuts.
Like, yeah, like, that is the true, like, clown moment of just, like, what were you thinking? Like, also, why? Like, there's no way that you're eating so much cost on this that it's just like, we got to raise the price. We've got to raise, like, we have to raise the price of this. It's like, I don't believe that one. Like, are you raising the price so that way you still say profitable? Which I could see them doing because, like you said, like, it is not flying off the shelves by any means. So, like, everyone that they sell, they're like, no, we cannot lose money on this. Like, because we're not selling them enough and we're not getting enough. Like, that's where I'm just like, okay, like, maybe, but it's, yeah, it's... If Sony didn't exist, which is a dumb thing to say, but, like, that's the biggest thing. Like, you've always said, like, and it's what was the best advertisement for the PlayStation 4? The Xbox One. Like, it just, because it just didn't, like, there was really no reason to have it. Yeah, like, even though I disagree with that sentiment, like, in terms of the Xbox had better games to start out with, but I get from it the sure public did. Perspective.
It sure did.
Like, I get it. But yeah, no, like, if when you compare it to the product next to it, and that, again, it goes back to, again, I think we're saying the same thing. Like, there's no compelling feature of it to be more expensive. There just isn't.
Oh, absolutely like, not. Yeah. We're totally agreement on that part.
Right. So, like, if it had a reason to exist to be more expensive, if you could try to sell me on it, like, if Game Pass was included with it, okay, that's a compelling reason to charge more for it.
Like, okay, we might be talking.
But you didn't do that. Right. Exactly. It's just like, no, like, that just
we might be talking now. Like, dude. I beat up on Microsoft because, like, in the other podcast we used to have, I used to beat up on Nintendo the same way, because at that point, that's so many years ago. I think the Wii was out, the Wii 2 rather. I'm just like, they have no games, guys, and the games they have are pretty good, but, like, for the most part, they have no games. It sucks and whatever. And I would beat them up. It doesn't come from a place of hatred. It's honestly like, I want you. I have so many good memories with these platforms. I get upset when you give me trash, you know? And, like, and right now, like, this is a trash era in gaming right now compared to, like, my youth anyway. Like, these systems have, like, they don't have nearly, for the life cycle, they don't have nearly enough games that are high quality games that stand the test of time. So, like, when I'm being beat up on Microsoft, it's really just like, guys, like, just to quote Sam Wilson, Falcon, do better. Like, right. just like, you know what people want. Like, the fact that they're making a Gears of War collection and the rumor is there's no online play.
So now that's been, like, debunked. So it's the first game. It's a remaster of a remake, because that's what we do. It's the first game, and it's got everything in it. It's got multiplayer, etc. And it's coming out on PC and PlayStation and Xbox.
That's actually kind of incredible that's on all three systems, first of all. But, like, just make the right moves. Like, that is a right move. Take that like, it's almost obvious what to do, like, and what not to do. Like, don't shadow drop your Oblivion remake,
right?
Next with
which
a game you put on your show,
right? And along with, like, the thing about Microsoft is the thing about this show, Game Pass. That's their differentiator. Like, it is. Hate it, whatever you want, but you undercut your own service, man. Like, you dropped Oblivion next to Clair Obscur, and it's like, you are lucky it turned out this way and that Clair Obscur was so good. Like, if I was the developers of Clair Obscur, I'd be so upset right now.
I'd be really heated.
Like, it's just like, bro, like, could you give me a phone call at least? Like, come on. Like, yeah, so that was...
But it's something funny whenever... It'd be like if Sony had this on their show and then Shadow dropped Demon's Souls remake. the same.
Right. It's like, no, but it'd be Bloodborne. Like,
yeah, Bloodborne. Yeah, that one. Yeah, it's like you guys are just, why would you do this? Like, I don't know.
Right. Like, are you? Yeah. So, and it's to wrap this up. What I'll say is, I think, and this was an opportunity for Microsoft. And again, I'm going to say the thing. They should have kept Series S at the price that it was. Like, that could be your differentiator because of the price at this point. The price of the PS5 has gone up. It's probably going to go up again. So, and also and the Switch 2 is $450. So, like, having a box that was $300 in this economy, that actually, again, it's a differentiator. It's not the best console by any means. Like,
that's the compelling part right there.
Yeah, like, if somebody comes to me and is just like, is the Series S a fantastic console? No, you're going to make sacrifices. The question is, do you care? Like, do you care that the foliage in Doom the Dark Ages is less? Do you care that it's a little bit more blurry? Like, do you care about those things?
For a $300 box, you're winning. Like,
right. But instead, they've positioned themselves in a worse position, but now they've also done it like in the clown way of a Xbox Series S 1 terabyte is $429, where a digital PS5, which neither one of these have a disc drive, is $20 more, which is triple the power, the same storage. You get Sony games. It's just like, again, what? like, what are you doing? Clown move. Absolute clown move. So, yeah. All right, let's get out of here. I think I'll probably cut this into its own part because, as usual, we went way longer. So, Claire Obscura, you should play it. And Microsoft stopped making clown moves. So we've now gone way too long. But all right, so when it comes to the future, where are you at on Doom? Have you played Doom?
I haven't started it yet.
Okay. So we're still going to do a dual episode at some point with you playing that RPG. It's called Rogue Trader. And I've got some games I've got some games in the docket here that we can play. So I played and finished Doom the Dark Ages. So we'll talk about that for sure at some point as well. So, but all right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.